First of all, David, I mean, how important is recovery this week when you've had two long trips in a short space of time last week?
It's been key. You know, the recovery in between the Crystal Palace one was key. Absolutely massive. We stayed over in an hotel on Tuesday night. We got back to the hotel about 12:30. Did a little bit of a chat to the boys, and they were quite thoughtful in the process, you know, of probably how we did what we did at Cardiff. And we had a good meeting. Lads went to bed about 12:30, got up in the morning, got a load of breakfast in the boys and good recovery session in the pool, and then did our work on Charlton, you know, and stayed there till probably 1:30. So it was good to sort of spend a bit of time with them. And, you know, the result helped, you know, getting the last gas winner at Cardiff. It gives you that, not a physical boost, but it gives you an emotional boost that, you know, they're proud of what they've done, proud of what they achieved down there. And it was a brilliant point and a real bounce into the Charlton game. So I think that helped with the recovery as well from a mental point of view, the actual result.
Does adrenaline drive you forward at this stage of a season as well?
I think adrenaline, possibly momentum. We have got form, there's no doubt about that. The team's got form, the squad's got form, and you know, we enjoy games, we enjoy planning them, we enjoy being a part of them, we enjoy the training leading up to them, and learning new experiences and getting, like I've said from day one, Anna, you know, about memories, and we've got two great memories from down at Crystal Palace now and down at Cardiff. So they're building on that, and I think the momentum is something that's driving the players forward. It's certainly driving me forward and the management staff, you know.
How vital could those 2 points be at the end of the day?
I don't know about the from points tally. I think going into the last five games, I think, you know, we've still kept momentum, certainly after an incredible, you know, victory against Leicester. To go and be dogged and be resolute. And there's two different ways of winning a football match. You can either, you know, physically fight with people and go toe-to-toe on that end, and we've had two over the last two games, or what we've done against Leicester and Watford is out-footballed them at our own ground. So, you know, that's what I'm more pleased about with this squad. They're learning how to win in different fashions. We're not a one-trick pony. We've got different facets to what we do, and that's going to be important, because no two games are the same in this league. You've got so much difference in teams and statures and physicalities, then you've got to prepare a team to win or get a positive result in different games.
How important is it to be adaptable? Because, you know, there's more and more desire these days, I think, from supporters to watch sort of attractive football. But at the end of the day, it's about a result, isn't it? And when you've got a job to do, I suppose you have to take different games on face value.
Absolutely. You know, we wanted to come here 18 months ago, 2 years, with a brand of football that we brought from Rochdale. And you know, up to a point, some of that worked. And again, I'll say it, the performances all season have been very good. The results haven't. We've turned them performances into results, and that's been the key difference. So the results, it doesn't matter at what stage you're at. You know, we had a project here, and we couldn't see it through. So we've changed direction and changed tact, and we had to change something. We've done that, and we've really got that momentum now. And, you know, the fans are used to winning at home now. The fans on the travels have had some brilliant games that they've experienced and been a part of. And I said from day one when I took the job that, you know, the fans are going to be a part of this, and the fans and players of connection have been a massive part to what they've achieved up to now, the group of players. But, you know, it's really focused now. It's concentration and putting everything we've gained over the last, you know, 20 games, putting that into the last five games. And that's important, the memories we've got, the experience we've got, the battles we've won, and because then your muscle memory and your emotional memory, it comes into games like this that we're going to anticipate the next five games.
In terms of looking at the health of the squad, what's the situation with Kelvin Atuhu at the moment?
Kelv's probably going to go to St George's Park early next week and have a good week there of rehab. I think it's important that we don't rush Kelv back. It is an hamstring injury. I'm probably going to have Kelv back for the last three games of the season, which is important. I don't want to rush him back and get a breakdown of that injury. Kel's been too important for us as a group. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting Kel back in the squad and in the team for sure.
Is it a minor hamstring problem that just needs to be nurtured?
Yeah, it's a management problem. You know, we're going to have to just manage him through probably the last three games. And then obviously he'll get a lot of time off in the summer to rebuild it. But certainly from our point of view, I don't want that injury getting any worse. And, He's settled down quite well.
Martin Craney, what's his issue as well?
Cranes has had a super week down at St George's. You know, St George's is a wonderful centre of the perform part of it down there, the rehabilitation. They've got the sandpits, they've got the Alter G machines, they've got running at low intensity, they've got the swimming pools, hydrotherapy pools. It's a brilliant, brilliant, it's the best in the country. So spoke to the owner as soon as Cranes got injured, and he said whatever it takes to get the players, just get them down there and make sure that, you know, we support them in every venture that we can. So we've got them to the best facility in the country, and we're hopefully going to have Cranes back for the derby game. I'm hoping we're going to have him back for the derby game.
What does that say about the club that, you know, they are giving you the permission to let them go to St George's Park and to get this treatment, to give you the best possible opportunity to keep this team in the Championship?
You know, we tried to recruit. We tried to recruit and get, you know, players in the building on deadline day. I went on record saying that I'm going to trust this group. And, you know, more importantly, the players that we spoke to, and a lot of them are their agents and the representative clubs, they didn't want to come, you know, and they saw Barnsley as maybe not the right place to be for the next part of their career. So we got on with that, but, you know, certainly the board's position on it was to get as many recruits as we can, get quality recruits, and sort of we'll spend whatever money it needs to take. So they've been fully behind and back what we've done. And certainly where I have put money and invested money is in what you should be investing in the Championship. And I've not really asked for anything more than another Championship manager would, but just care, attention to detail, a better quality of hotel, a better standard of hotel. If I'm here next season, I'll be looking at the coach travel that we're going. That's fell way short this year. So it's them details that mean a lot to players, and it's not mollycoddling, it's not wrapping them in cotton wool, it's just giving a player what he needs. And, you know, if you look at the Sky team that won the cycling, if you look at the swimming team, they all did the littlest details were the biggest things. So the board's listened to me on that, and they've given us a 2 days at St George's Park. They've given us hotel stay, recovery strategies. And I think it's been important for me because we're a unique position here, because you come to work every day at Oakwell and you train at Oakwell and you play at Oakwell. Mm. It's quite unique. So what I've been able to do is we trained at Birmingham, we trained at MK Dons, just give lads another flavour, another stimulus, and get them sort of away from the place of work. Mm. So on a Saturday, it's become a special place. And, you know, that's helped us. That's helped us. Being away from the football club at times has helped us. And, you know, the players have responded to it, and it's certainly stimulated them. So that's where we've invested some money, and it's been the right thing to do.
You've continued to put younger players on the bench and to give them sort of that experience, I suppose, of feeling what a match day atmosphere is like. When we spoke to Keith, he would always talk about how important it was in his vision to get the young players coming through and what he wanted to do at this club. Do you share that vision?
Absolutely. You know, we had John Stones in last week, come watching a game, and everything that you want to do, like I've always said, I'm a bit more than a manager. There's more depth to me than that. When you assign to be a coach and be the best coach you can be, which is what I assigned to 7-8 years ago, you want to improve people's lives, and that's what we try and do. And me and Illy's always been able to do that. I brought Mickey Mellon in and Martin Scott, who share that vision, share that belief, and they're really passionate about making players better, but making people better. And that's what I'm trying to do with the younger players. You know, John Stones come, and he was in our office after the game. He was in the dressing room celebrating with the lads after the win against Watford. And, you know, these people, you've touched the lives, you've made the lives different. And, you know, we've done that with a lot of players. So the next generation is the generation that I'd love to pull through. Danny Rose is going to be a special player. Diggers, Jordan Clark, you know, these are real special players for the football club. And I'd love to watch and see their progression and be a part of their progression, because, you know, the three of us, myself, Martin, Mickey Mellon, Guy Proctor, I mean, you know, you speak to the players about Guy Proctor and his influence. He has them in the gym from 9 till 10 every morning, developing the mindset, developing the strength of mind, developing the bodies from a physicality. John Lucas with the nutrition. We've got a real development team here, so it'd be daft for me not to buy into what we've built and what we've been able to generate.
Why do you feel it's important to keep those strong relationships with players that left this club? Jacob Butterfield, I think, when he moved away, came back almost immediately to sort of, you know, talk to the manager and talk about his time at Oakland, stay in touch.
Because I think some of the times, the players that we've worked with, we've rescued them. You know, Vazte, Jacob Butterfield, Danny Drinkwater, Glenn Murray, Alfie Lafonso. We rescued Alfie from Stockport. and give them a home, give them a life, give them a support. And I think players appreciate that. You know, Butts was probably spiralling a little bit here. Did a lot of digging on Butts in the summer, and you found out that, you know, maybe he had to become a football monk and live his life right. And we got him to do that. And, you know, I've not really worked with a more special talent than Butts and Danny Drinkwater and Vaz Tay. Vaz Tay, we got him on a rock bottom low. So, you know, there's different ways that you get them, and we've been able to work and produce them players. But I think it's probably the backgrounds we're from. You know, I'm a family man. I've had spent a lot of time growing up around good people, and you want to pass that knowledge on to people. And even though I'm only pretty young as a manager, I've had a lot of life experiences, and you can teach that to kids, and you can teach that to people. And I think I've noticed more in the Championship that I think people want the money, but they don't know what to do with that money. They think that, you know, it's about the bling, about the lifestyle, about the cars. You know, getting that money is about being generous and doing stuff for your family, and maybe doing, you know, getting your kids sorted out, and you know, making sure your family's right. And I can teach that to players, and I know I did with Drinks, and I know I did with Butts. So I've got a massive affinity with young players, and I'm hoping. My younger brother Steve, he got released off Blackburn, and it hurt him hard. You know, it hit him really hard. He played with Joe Cole in the under 17s, England. He was one of the best players in the country at the time, and it hit him hard. And I've always been able to support Steve, and we're best mates. So, you know, I think I've got that infinity with that group of players, and I can't stand wasted talent. It's something that drives me absolutely mad, because all they need is someone in life who's going to guide them, and that's what I've been able to do.
I love the term football monk. Who are the natural football monks, you would say, within the squad that you've currently got?
Football monks, Bobby Assel, Tom Kennedy, This is a good group. This is a group, I think, that we've, you know, Stephen Foster, Rob Edwards, the whole group lived the life of football, and we've had to change that, certainly from day one coming in here. Wow, you know, we had a breakfast club here where some of the lads were going to McDonald's, and they thought that was a breakfast club. The new breakfast club's working in the gym in the morning and getting used to work and picking that first weight up instead of picking your first burger up. So we've had that. We have genuinely had that when we first come. We couldn't believe it. We couldn't. We was astounded by what went on at this football club. So there's been a lot of change. And it's like I said, because the board decided to choose me and keep that continuity, I've seen a lot in that 18 months that I worked here for under Keith. I'd seen a lot and understood a lot and understood how this place should work and didn't work. So, you know, this team has developed into football monks. Vaz Tay is probably the best example of someone who, you know, didn't do the right things at night when he went home. It's 24 hours a day, whether it's, just, you know, you're sleeping for 10 hours, which is minimum for a footballer. But Vaz Tay didn't do any of that. He didn't eat right. He didn't work on his core. We got him to do that, and he wanted to take Guy Proctor down to West Ham with him. Guy Proctor stayed loyal and stayed with his football club. And, you know, that's the... Vaz Tay is probably the biggest turnaround we had, and Jacob Butterfield was as well. You know what he turned his body into after we worked with him. It took 7 or 8 months to turn him into a Championship machine.
I think you've got a terrific record here. Well, I know you have. I think you've only lost once at Oakwell since you came to the club. Does that build a foundation for success, particularly in terms of this season, in staying up?
Yeah, I think more of a success as well off the pitch. You know, the fans, these. The Barnsley fans, they're a hard-working public. You know, they've had some troubles, they've had strife, they've had tough times, and they want to come on a Saturday and release some positive energy. And the team's been able to release that. So there's been no negativity around the ground since I took over. I think the way I got the job, you know, the fans voted me in, and we've carried that momentum on. That's been key. That's been important. And to keep winning them games, and you know, there's only really one half that I've been disappointed at home, which was Bolton. Which second half I thought was by far the better team against Bolton, who have turned into one of the top performers in the league. So just that one game, I think, that we didn't really commit to, but the fans have committed to what we've done, and the positivity has been twofold, hasn't it? You know, it's come off the terraces and reverberated onto the pitch, and it's gone the other way. So, you know, I've been delighted with the home form.
I know that you don't look at the table, and I'm not going to ask any questions about that precisely, but do you think a few teams with their recent results have moved away now? Do you think that maybe a pack of 12 or 14 teams has become maybe 8 or 10 in recent weeks?
Without a shadow, yeah. You know, they've had some real positive results, and, you know, that mid-table section, have just been able to claw a couple of results. They've not designed it. I think they've just, you know, it's the Championship. They've just been able to grab a couple of results. We've tried to design this. We've tried to design a momentum. We've tried to design a form and tried to design performances. And out of performances, we've got results. But, yeah, you're right. I think that now it's down to maybe eight teams. And but there's still a lot to play for. There really is. You know, five games left. Everyone knows where they're at now, apart really from Millwall, who's got the game in hand. So, you know, it's turning out to be a real exciting finish.
What do you make of Charlton?
They've the progress they've made under Chris has been superb. It's been effective. It's been efficient. And I think, like most League One clubs, they come up with great momentum. They realise what the league is and where the league's at. And then they might struggle because you want to go with that squad that's got you up. You want to show loyalty. And they just probably fell a little bit short. But then he's regrouped them and they've had a sensational run, results away from home. They've been better away from home than they have at home. They've took points off good teams away from home. And like any team in this division, they've got quality. I think when they first come up, they struggled sort of adapting to the pace, but they've got that now and they've got the measure of the Championship. So, you know, it's another tough test. It's something that, you know, we're looking forward to games. That's one thing I do know. The lads, they enjoy the training, but we're now looking forward to games and looking forward to playing Charlton. But, you know, Chris to come up and keep Charlton in this league, and he's made it look quite easy, to be fair, instead of some of the big hitters who's really come up and sort of struggled. So, you know, I've got a lot of admiration for Chris and the way he goes about his business and how he blitz League One. You know, they've got a good, solid foundation, that football club, to maybe spring next season.
How different will the dynamic be between two really tough away games against teams at the top of the table where you've got 2 points and then two teams who are in mid-table at home? Is there much of a different dynamic there in terms of people may expect a little bit more in these next two?
Yeah, that's interesting, you know. The fans' reaction, like you said, you know, our fans are coming just to a guaranteed win and guaranteeing 3 points. You know, it doesn't take a genius to work out in this league. Nothing's guaranteed, whoever you are, wherever you are, and whatever you are in terms of, you know, resources you've got. So, there's no doubt it's going to be a tough fixture. If Charlton win, they can definitely nail and secure the points, so they've got a lot to play for. And I've said it all along, there's no dead rubbers in this league. Usually in all the leagues, usually you've got a few dead rubber games where lads might just be thinking about next season or contracts or, you know, being on the beach and having a good summer. But that's not the case, which is it's good because everyone's playing for something, whether they're trying to get in the playoffs or they're trying to stay in the league. So, you know, Charlton have got a lot on this game and we've got a lot on it ourselves.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
As well as you talk about...